our baptism unto salvation. At Pentecost, in the upper room, the Holy Spirit fell upon those gathered in the name of Christ, and the church was changed forever. Peter stood with the 11 and defended the disciples before the men who criticized them, and the walls of disbelief tumbled down. Let's break down the key points found in Acts 2:37-39. Key point number 1. Now when they heard this they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter's words were a sharp spear thrust. They wounded and healed at the same time. He established beyond all doubt that Jesus is the Christ of prophecy. His words shimmered with truth. Key point number 2. And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." The apostles continued the work of John the Baptist, requiring a change of heart and will. Peter clarifies that this change must come through a professed belief in the name of Jesus Christ. Key point number 3. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This gift, Doria, is unlike that found in Corinthians, charisma. Peter tells his audience that they will feel a new spirit working in them, and that it is the Spirit of God. Key point number 4. For the promises for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. Peter emphasizes the divine purpose of God's call upon the world. As we are dispersed unto the world, God's providential call is carried with us, and the world will have the chance to find a new life in Christ. Salvation and the Holy Spirit are inexorably tied together into one experience. To only receive salvation is to be half of what God desires us to be. The completion of our salvation comes through the Spirit and the power imbued unto us. The Holy Spirit is our seal of salvation, gifting us blessings and promises of mighty works done in the name of Christ our Lord. Copyright 2018 MyChurchNotes.net.